You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 14 and verse 36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. Jesus, in these words that he said, revealed to us some very crucial things we all must know in order for us to walk with God. You notice that Jesus recognized the fact that God can do all things. God can make us to be saved without involving the death of Jesus on the cross. He said, all things are possible unto thee. But then he recognized that nonetheless, God can do things the way he chooses to do it. Sometimes we try to behave as if we are wiser than our Creator. We say, but if God can do all things, why did he not do this? Why did he not do that? Did you know Jesus didn't reason like that? Jesus knew God could do all things, but he chose to accept the way God had decided to do it. Jesus may not have been needed to go to the cross. If God so wished, he can save us. He can save us by removing the devil. There are just too many ways he could have done it, but he chose to do it this way, and Jesus subjected himself to it. He didn't try to be wiser than God. That's what we should also do. We should also recognize that God can do all things, but God has chosen to do what he's doing the way he wants to do it, and we must accept him, and we must agree with him. And did you know that the way God chose to do it was going to cost Jesus his life? Yet Jesus didn't think and sit down and think that, oh, he's wiser than God. Why couldn't God have done it this way if he's what, all powerful? Jesus didn't do that. He subjected himself to it. The second thing is that Jesus never prioritized his happiness above the will of God. You see, these two issues, they are a major concern today. One of the lies from the kingdom of darkness, one of the tools that Satan has sold into this world is that men should look for their happiness. We were not created to look for happiness. We were not created to live for our happiness. We were created to do the will of God. Jesus didn't pursue his own happiness. He said, take away this cup from me. He said, nevertheless, not what I will, not what makes me happy. He said, but what thou will. That is how to be a disciple of Christ. That is how to be a Christian. That is how to be a child of God. That is how to follow God. You have to come to that point where what you are pursuing is not your happiness. What you are pursuing is the will of God. You know, I hear people, they say, oh, so will I continue like this? When will I be happy? That's not the question. The question is, are you in the will of God? You will see a man, he will say, my wife doesn't make me happy. Then he will leave the wife and go and be with another woman. I say, oh, that one gives me peace. That one makes me happy. That is adultery. Every happiness outside the will of God will end up to make you miserable in life. You can never find lasting joy in sin. You can never find happiness outside of the will of God. You may find something that temporarily may give you some excitement, but you will never know true joy outside of the will of God. Our joy should be in doing the will of God. Jesus said, my meat, that means my joy, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. But you are pursuing your happiness. You are saying, oh, will I continue like this? When will I be happy? The day you said you will follow Jesus, you gave up on your happiness. That day, you chose the will of God. But can I tell you, true joy is actually found in the will of God. It is when you do his will that you will know what true joy is. So it's not about your happiness. You can be doing something that you don't like personally, but because it is the will of God, you stick with it. You don't say, oh, when will I be happy? Are you your creator? Did you create yourself? The one who created you, he created you for his pleasure. He created you for his own pleasure. Your life should be for his own joy. But it is in that, you see, that you will find your own true joy. I pray you will understand this. That first, Jesus recognized that God could do anything and everything, but he has chosen to do it in a way that will involve the cross, that will involve shame, that will involve pain, that will involve death, and he subjected himself to it. Secondly, Jesus never pursued his own personal happiness. Jesus pursued the will of God. I tell you of a truth, it is very satanic. In fact, it is one of the strongest tools in the hand of Satan in the world today to lie to people to pursue happiness. You were never created to pursue your happiness. You were created to do the will of God. In doing God's will, then you will find true and everlasting joy. May God give you understanding. In the name of Jesus. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. And if you want to be receiving the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast, you can also indicate to us on that number on WhatsApp or on Telegram. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.